Thank you, Minister. Moving to item four, under the name of Deputy Padraig McLachlan.
You can just clarify what minister has taken it? What minister? Okay. I have submitted a topical issue here tonight, okay? And everybody knows that TDs would wait 7 or 8 weeks to get a chance to have a topical issue. It's a precious opportunity. I have a really important issue to raise in my constituency, and I walked past the Minister of State for Education as I came here this evening. So the Minister of State for Education isn't even here, never mind the actual Minister for Education. So I'm strongly protesting. I have a right not to take this if the actual Minister of State isn't here. I'm supposed to have either the Senior Minister or a Minister of State from the department here tonight. And I just walked past the Minister of State in the hall. That's absolute utter disrespect. So I just want to get clarification on this. If somebody could clarify what the standing orders allow for. I'll ask you to freeze the clock at 4 minutes too, please, because I have every right to raise this issue.
The official is looking up the exact standing order in relation to it. I have discussed deputy with all ministers, senior ministers, in relation to my expectation as chief whip that somebody from their department does take a question. That's why I've been here myself taking the last three health questions, and I always try to come in relation to mental health. Sometimes it is impossible that if a minister is not available, or the minister is you've said you've seen the Minister of State, and then we move to front page cover. But my expectation of ministers that where possible it would be fulfilled by the minister or a minister from that department.
I appreciate you saying that, Government Chief Whip. What's made me angry tonight is I walked past the Minister of State on the way here.
Can I clarify, you can defer it until the next day?
I'd ask to defer it till tomorrow morning, yeah. Is that okay? Do we have either the Minister or the Minister of State here? Is that
okay? Can we defer it till tomorrow morning? We put it to the Crown Court's Office Deputy.
Okay, thank you.
Can I just clarify? My understanding is because topicals are on at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm actually taking one, that the list is already full for the morning. So whether it would be reverted to tomorrow or a further, I can't. That doesn't come through me. It comes through the Oireachtas. So I can't state for definite that yours will be taken.
I appreciate the Chief Whip's acknowledgement of my frustration, and on that basis, I'm just going to go ahead and take it now. And no disrespect, as you know, Deputy Feehan, I have the utmost respect for you personally, but I walked past the Minister of State on the way here, and the rules are very clear. It's either the full Minister or the Minister of State that takes it. So it's no disrespect to you. So I, if you don't mind, I'll start the clock, and I'll take it now, because the issue is important. I'll talk to the Senior Minister tomorrow too about it. Okay. The issue this evening is tonight is St Una's College in Letterkenny. I recently visited the college again at the invitation of the Students' Council, and they had these outstanding young people, young men, who took me round the school. And it's not the first time I've had a tour of St Una's College. I've done it a number of times over the years, but I have to say I was really shocked at the current condition of the college. It is an impossible conditions for both students and teachers to work in. You have an original building from 1909, and then you had add-ons in 1979. And, you know, you can clearly see the dilapidated condition of the buildings throughout. There's no disability access, for example, in the entire college. No disability access. There are lifts, but they're not used, which means that disability challenged students are not going to the college. I should say the college has 1,000 students today in a school that really is designed for just hundreds. And they've waited a long, long time. 1999 was when they started to engage with the department, with the ministers, and it just has dragged on and on. And for me, I just find it so frustrating how long it takes to deliver public building projects in this country. As I say, I have visited the college a number of times over the years, and it just is desperately slow to deliver the amenities. This is a fantastic school. I don't know how they deliver the standard of education they do in the facilities they have. For example, there are 8 toilet cubicles for a population of 1,000 students. You know, if you go through the old buildings, you know, these are appalling conditions of, you know, of black mould, of windows broken, windows boarded up, you know, walls that are damp, literally soaking wet as you run your hand down them. You have totally inadequate amenities for young people to congregate during lunch breaks. It just is absolutely appalling. Now, I know in your response you're going to say that it's at the design stage and it's getting ready to go to tender, but I just want to say this government have recently launched this infrastructure plan. Like, you have to get a grip of the length of time it takes to deliver these projects. People are in absolutely unacceptable conditions. This is a superb school, a superb standard of education. I am being currently lobbied, as are all the TDs, by former students who are deeply proud of the history of the college, and they're fighting now for the next generation. Indeed, the students that I met, the young people I met who are the highest calibre of young people, they won't be in that college when the new facilities, they won't be at school when they're delivered. They're fighting for the next generation. They're trying to make sure that nobody has to go through and endure those conditions again. So I just want to stress, Minister Fain, and I will speak to Hildegard Nocton, the Minister for Education, tomorrow. I'll make it my business to personally speak to her. I would have wanted her here tonight, and I'll ask an explanation as to why the senior minister and the Minister of State wasn't here, and I walked past the Minister of State for Education in the hall. I'm really disappointed about that. And I mean no disrespect, because you came here late at night, Minister Feehan, to read a statement. And I appreciate you doing that. But you'll understand, if you were in my seat here, the frustration that I have, that those young people, those parents, those teachers, would want the Minister for Education herself. The issue here is to come to the school, visit the Board of Management, the Parents Committee, the students, do a full tour of the school. That's what I wanted to ask her to do, but I will ask her tomorrow when I see her.
Minister.
Thank Deputy McLaughlin for raising this matter, and it gives me an opportunity on behalf of the Minister of Education and Youth, Hildegard Nocton, to outline to Doyle the current position in relation to the school project for St Union's College Letterkenny. This project, as you know, is included in the Department of Education and Youth Construction Programme, which will be delivered under the National Development Plan as part of Project Ireland 2040 framework. St Union's College is a single-sex Catholic secondary school for boys under the patronage of the Bishop of Raphoe. This school building project will deliver a new extension and refurbishment of some existing accommodation to provide accommodation for 1,000 pupils and provision of additional classrooms for children with special education needs. The Stage 1 submission of this major project was initially received in May 2020, and following the submission of an addendum report was approved to the next stage in September 2020. Following on from this, Stage 2A of the project was approved in April 2021. An emergency works application for the installation of fire alarms and related works was completed in 2022. Following a review of the scheduled accommodation, the design team were requested to submit design options to include an increase of 2 classrooms for children with special educational needs. The design team submitted their amended design options to include the increased accommodation to the department for review, which was approved in July 2024. Planning permission was secured in March 2022. Thereafter, a complete Stage 2 report was received by the Department in October 2024 for review. Stage 2B involves detailed design, securing all statutory approvals and preparation of tender documentation. In February 2024, the Department secured vacant accommodation in the vacant Boys National School, which is adjacent to the school site. This will facilitate the decant of the school to allow completion of the major project. However, these premises will be subject to enabling works in anticipation of the major project progressing to construction. The next stage in the process will be stage 3, tender action and award. The department are in continuous contact with the design team and school regarding further progression of the project. In July, the government announced a capital allocation of $7.55 billion for the Department of Education and Youth for the period of 2026 to 2030 under the National Development Plan. As part of this NDP allocation, the department will place a strong emphasis on provision for children with special educational needs, with a particular focus on meeting annual school place needs. In relation to the project rollout for large-scale projects and additional school accommodation scheme projects, the approach will be to continue to maximise capacity of the existing school estate as much as possible in the first instance and provide necessary additional capacity through targeted and prioritised project rollout over the course of 2026 to 2030 period to meet the most urgent and prioritised needs.
Okay, Minister, thanks for communicating the department's position and the Minister's current position. However, I have asked that Minister Nocton is obviously a new minister. The previous minister, Helen McEntee, had visited the school and indeed, considering the seriousness of it, the minister before her, Minister Norma Foley, had also... my understanding is Minister Norma Foley didn't get a full tour of the facilities. And it is absolutely essential for any minister, and I would be appealing to Minister Nocton now, to come up as soon as possible to Donegal and do a full tour of St Eunan's College, because it is utterly unacceptable. And I'm going to say it again, this is an outstanding school with an outstanding educational culture. I don't know how they do it, but the teachers and the students together deliver a standard of education that is superb, despite the absolutely unacceptable conditions they operate in. And you could see, as those young people took me around, and you know, we met with the principal, and you could see the respect. And a number of teachers were there, but it was the young people themselves who were leading the way. And I have to say, you know, they, to me, they're the leaders of the future, but they deserve better. And what they're doing is calling on public representatives, calling on the government to make sure that no students go through that type of a situation in the future. So I'm asking Minister Fian that you would communicate to your colleague, Minister Nocton. And I've gone ahead with this topical issue in good faith tonight, that it would be communicated to her, please come up to Donegal to meet with those students that I met, do the exact same tour that I did, and I have no doubt she'll be motivated to urgently progress this project and get it built as soon as possible.
Thank you, Deputy Minister, to conclude.
Thanks, Deputy Lachlan, and I will bring your concerns back to the Minister and ask her to, if she's in Donegal, that she will put it in the tour at St Union's College. And since 2020, the Department has invested over $6 billion in our schools throughout the country under the National Development Plan, involving the completion of 1,300 school building projects. In addition, repurposing and optimisation of existing accommodation capacity across the school estate has been a key enabler of timely local provision of special class capacity in a way that supports best practice in inclusion and integration. Circa 80% of new special classes 2025-26 are being facilitated in repurposed classroom accommodation. Government support for this investment, including by way of supplementary capital funding, has delivered real benefits for school communities. And supplementary capital funding of $210 million approved by government has brought the total capital allocation for 2025 for the department to $1.6 billion. Government departments are currently in the process of publishing their sectoral national development NDP implementation plans. The sectoral plan for the education and youth sector will be published next week, and the first tranche of projects to progress to construction will be published in January. So the NDP implementation plan will optimise inputs from the NDP allocations, with a strong focus on maximising existing school capacity, progressing priority projects for local capacity across schools in the area is insufficient, and ensuring delivery that is affordable, offers value for money, and meets functional needs. Again, Deputy Director, I want to thank you for raising this very important issue.